When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on new appliances at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliances selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big on Whirlpool appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 340 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Brianna McKay.
Thanks, Brianna.
Thank you.
All right. Are you ready? Today, we are going to be discussing part 3 of chapter 13.
Lucky, unlucky.
I like that number.
Yeah. Of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. The Muggle-born Registration Commission.
It's a mouthful.
MBRC.
Did you go? And we said it in the same way.
That was really good.
That was awesome.
Amazing. That's the only way to say it now.
Oh, make sure you've read that chapter and you're ready to stupefy your way through the details.
Nice.
Flipendo.
Flip stupefy.
Revelio. Jinx, you owe me gold. Jinx, you owe me some cola. Jinx, you owe me gold. Jinx, you owe me some cola. Jinx, you owe me gold. Jinx, you owe me.
Yes.
You just punched a candle.
Why did you say Revelio?
Because of Hogwarts Legacy.
I know, but that's so weird that you said it too. I'm spinning. Like, so random.
You guys were so high-pitched.
Look at the recording. This is like blowing up the line.
Mia, I owe Tiff and Tiff owes Meg.
I owe Megan. Terrible.
That's right.
Like, I didn't even earn one.
All I heard was...
I was like, oh, I have a chance because Katie will not stop, but I might beat Tiffany.
I ran out of breath. Oh. I don't have runner lungs.
I know, right? She really does have them.
Man. Better get them.
Better get them. It's time for the recap.
I feel like I'm at like a WWE match.
You're at the MBRC match.
Okay. Storming the Ministry continues. Harry and Ron have a real awkward moment with Mr. Weasley. Harry tries to warn him, as Runcorn, that he's being tracked, but it sounds like a threat. He makes his way toward finding Hermione and realizes there are a whole bunch of Dementors.
Dementor!
they're keeping the Muggleborns compliant. The new ministry regime is very loud as Harry witnesses Mary Cattermole's interrogation. And at the same time, Harry and Hermione discover the locket hanging around Umbridge's neck. So what does Harry do? Stuns her in Yaxley.
WWHD.
What would Harry do?
Oh, I was like, wait a minute, what? Oh my gosh.
Well, and rightfully so. I feel like I would probably rage stupefy her for lying as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially with all that she's done to Harry. Good.
It's like how he
Yep.
Crucio's. That one Death Eater.
Electo or Amicus. Can't remember, I think.
It was Electo. Because I always think Electo is the brother. And it's not.
It's not. Yeah, it's like that. How he just kind of like rage Crucios her.
Isn't Crucio like
in your face.
Pretty rage anyway?
I mean, yeah, but
I feel like baddies could do it and be like super chill about it.
Yeah, they could be like Crucio. Whereas like Harry was like
Crucio. Crucio.
So the baddies, to mean it, they don't have to be like as enraged.
Yeah.
No, I feel I like understand. It's just already in them.
I have a question, Tiffany. Do you use the unforgivable curses in Hogwarts Legacy?
I'm not there yet. I haven't learned them yet.
Did you ever though?
I don't know. Marty's out there green lighting people.
Me too. Right.
Yeah, I'll for sure do it. I'm already killing people.
Yeah.
Like, I literally said it the other day.
Feel better about it too.
I was like, I'm just murdering these poachers and just running on with my life. Better go to Herbology.
Oh, set someone on fire, but you can't green light them. You know what I mean?
Right?
Like, where's the morality in either of those?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I will say the first time when Meg first learned it, because she was ahead of me in the game, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. It just feels strange. And I got over it.
It's also the thing that sucks about them though in Hogwarts Legacy is how long they take to replenish.
Yeah.
It's like, but can't come on, I just like, want to Avada everyone.
This,
you know?
No. That would make the game too easy.
Too easy.
So then I just alternate between Avada, Crucio, Imperio. Imperio is sneaky because you think you're like, oh, I'm doing it, but it's not like harming anyone because like,
because so
it doesn't,
evil right now.
It doesn't like damage the person you cast it on, but it makes the person you cast it on damage other things and people.
You know, there's a thing in Zelda like that and it's called a Muddlebud. And you shoot it at the bad guy, and then he goes after the other bad guys. And it's so fun. Because I'll do it, and then I'll hide and watch him.
It's like, oh my gosh, you know what else? You know what else people sleep on in Hogwarts Legacy? I'm sorry this is so random, but I'm thinking about it now.
Well, I've been playing it, so.
Using the plants and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Cabbages?
Yes.
I love the cabbages.
Use those cabbages. Use the mandrakes. Yep. Yeah. Those cabbages are sneaky little things.
I know. I just use them on a mission.
Herbology, bro.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Plants, Imperio. Don't sleep on them.
Yep.
Anyway.
That was Megan's sermon for today.
Yeah.
WWHD.
Spicy sermon.
WWMD. Use Imperio.
Be bad.
Kill people with cabbages.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Like, what are you doing in that game? That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh
gosh. At least
in Pokemon, you can reanimate them. Go on. I'm sorry.
Nothing like a zombie Pokemon.
My Marie passed away. Katie said that to me once.
An accident?
I have to say that my Marie fainted, but I said my
Marie passed away.
She'd been doing a little bit of gardening that evening.
Yeah, that's true.
Man. Okay. So, it is now or never because Harry has now sent some drinks, some stupefies. He's fed up with liars. And honestly, I don't blame him. He's sick of the ministry and the fact that Umbridge is employed and the fact that he was tortured by her. And she's like up there sitting all pretty and lying about her purity of blood just to boost her credentials. Mm-hmm. And it's such a Voldemort move of her because obviously, like, he's also not a pure blood. And so he couldn't take it. So he rage stupefies them and he's like, okay, it's time to go. Because
I think I foiled the plan, guys. We should probably leave.
I've stolen an eyeball, left a hole in the door, sent some little honky like thing upstairs. What are they called?
Some honky tonk.
They honk.
Decoy detonator.
Decoy detonator.
That sounds like, oh my God, it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The penguin with a cute little scarf on. Doesn't he name him Honker? No.
It's Santa Claus Clown Town.
He goes, that's cute. Yeah.
I don't know. What
no, wait.
About.
Tipper. No. Topper. I don't know. It's a penguin.
What did you say? No, no. Tipper. Topper.
Anyways.
Are you thinking about the cow from Animal Crossing? Tipper?
No. No. Get real. We're talking about claymation.
I think that she was with the name Tipper, though, thinking about the cow from Animal Crossing.
I think his name might be Topper.
All right.
I think it's Topper.
Isn't that funny, though? There's a cow in Animal Crossing named Tipper.
Cow tipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the duck named Pate.
That's so awful.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
It is Topper.
Okay, continue.
Topper, if you were playing along.
Honk, honk.
Okay. So Umbridge's Patronus vanishes because she obviously loses consciousness. So there's no more protection from her. There's no more use of her Patronus. So the Dementors are like, guess what, guys? We free. So they immediately go after Mrs. Cattermole. One grips her face and forces her head back to suck her soul immediately.
God, I can, this whole end of this chapter.
The Hannies.
The scabby
Hannies. And I can't.
This chapter is so anxiety inducing.
So Harry immediately casts his Patronus to save her. And there's a couple of notes here. Harry thinks the Dementors go and attack because they sensed that their masters were no longer in control. Or they seem to have abandoned restraint. And I think both. I think that they know that no one is currently keeping track of what they're doing, so they're just going to do what they do best.
Mm-hmm.
And then the author notes that Harry's Patronus is more powerful than Umbridge's. And this is very interesting to me. So it says, quote, the stag's light, more powerful and more warming than the cat's protection, filled the whole dungeon as it cantered around and around the room. So we know that Voldemort and the Death Eaters, except for Snape, can't cast a Patronus. Umbridge is a Death Eater sympathizer. She is not marked as a Death Eater, but she can cast a Patronus. But it's noted that it was weaker than Harry's. So a thought that I have is I wonder that Horcrux was worn by her an awful lot, I think. And I wonder if that diminished the power of it in any kind of way. She had all those good, happy feelings to be able to cast a strong Patronus because she was living her best life.
True.
What do we think?
Or is it less of like a true Patronus, like in a true powerful form, because she's casting it based on happiness she gets from like the pain of others?
But it's still corporeal. It's still a cat.
I know. But like, it's not, that's like not what a Patronus is intended to be.
But if that was the case, then I think that more of the Death Eaters might be able to cast one, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I would assume that like their happy memories are probably similar to what hers may be, you know? Like, why can she and they can't?
And not like all the other gross ones that take just as much pleasure in doing these gross things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if because Harry later on goes into a village to look for food, is wearing said Horcrux, and he cannot cast his Patronus.
Oh, yeah, that totally fits then.
Yeah, why not?
So I just thought that
evidence to back it up.
Well.
It fits.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah.
It was the Horcrux.
It was the Horcrux.
Ah! I love my catchphrase. Is that on this one? No. Somewhere else.
No, but we'll have some for sale at Kent.
Come on down. Get yourself an It Was the Horcrux sticker.
Handwritten by one Megan Petrus, your Slytherin host.
Oh my God, I love you. So, yeah. Hermione gets the Horcrux from around Umbridge's neck. I hope she kicked her on the way out as well. Just kidding. I don't think she did that. I would have. And Harry tries to get Mrs. Cattermole out of her binding. So Defendo does not work on her bindings, which is a severing charm. And while Harry's doing this, Hermione is basically trying to erase their prints in the snow by duplicating the locket with Gemino. And this is a fun charm that comes up later on that almost burns them alive inside of Gringotts. Mm-hmm. Gemino is the doubling charm. So if you think of like a Gemini, like a dual personality.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh.
James O'Malley.
He's a Gemini?
He is such a Gemini.
Does he have a dual personality? Is he like a Sour Patch Kid?
Super sweet. Have you not seen him? When he has, do you know who Dr. Steve Brule is?
No.
No.
Somebody put Dr. Steve Brule in the chat, please. Because my hand is doing things. I'm talking with this when I'm holding this book. When his hair is Dr. Steve Brule, he's nuts. He's bananas man. And he'll just haul, he like today he slapped me with a pair of pants.
Today he like hauled out a sound machine from your room. It was just like, Dad, help me with this.
He was also wearing three shirts and a tutu.
He was. Yeah.
He was.
That's pretty great.
That's Dr. Steve Brule hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So
I've seen that meme.
So he gets wild. Yes, he is a Gemini. So yeah, this shows up later on, but basically she is making the locket again to put around Umbridge's neck. So she's not like, yo, my locket's gone. Harry Potter took it.
Umbridge, okay. Can you imagine her waking up? Yo, my locket's gone.
Because Voldemort doesn't find out about the locket until he goes at the, like right before the Battle of Hogwarts and checks
the lake.
So obviously she was convinced by,
but do
Hermione
you think that he even knows that she has it?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't know that it's gone until he goes and checks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you literally just said that. Sorry. Yeah,
you're okay. You'll be fine. I'm looking for things. Back to my doc. Okay. So Hermione then gets Mrs. Cattermole out with Relatio. And this is used later on to free the dragon.
Just like if you ride the ride at the Wizarding World. Yeah.
That's right. She said you can hear it whenever at the end. It's so cool. It's like it's my favorite part of that ride. So like at the end, whenever she like attaches it to you and then like it's flying, you can hear her in pitch black say Relatio. And then literally as she says it, your car like swings like you just got released.
So cool.
I love that ride.
It's very cool.
Who knows if I'll ever ride it again.
Yeah, I hope you've held it dear in your memory because I don't think you're going on it again.
I don't. It was just too good to be true. I was too hopped up on happiness.
Uh-huh.
So it's a revulsion jinx that forces the target to release the grip. So basically it worked on the bindings there. I want to see. Binding is fragile. I want to know where this source is from. And I'm really, really hoping that it's Jacob's sibling.
Why would you hope that?
Because it just brings me life.
It's just funny every time it is, you know?
Hold on. It's not coming up because my internet's being weird for some reason.
Oh, it is.
Number one. Darn, it's from Goblet of Fire. Boo hiss. Okay, so we see this in the lake during the second task, and it has purple sparks.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Purple.
Purple. Jeez Louise. Okay. So Harry gives Mrs. Cattermole instructions on what she needs to do next. She needs to get herself out, get her family out of the country. Go toodly-loo, get out, because you're not going to get a fair trial. And remember, he's saying this as Runcorn. And to get out, they all have to cast a Patronus. And Hermione tries and nothing happens. And we get a little bit of like a flash of the dread that she is feeling right now because her cast fails. Mm. And this is a small little laugh out loud moment because Harry's like, it's the only one she ever has trouble with.
Like, he has like time you, to do that yeah, right
you
now.
You do not need to say this, but he does. And it's a little Azkaban flashback I enjoy. And Harry tells that, and Mrs. Cattermole's like, what? And he's like, it's a bit unfortunate, really. Come on, Hermione. So she finally casts it, and her otter joins in with Harry's stag, and they start to walk together as a team. And this is like a little bit of foreshadowing to Harry and Hermione working together with Elrond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's about to bounce. But I'll tell you what, some of my favorite camping moments are when Ron's not there.
I know. And I love Ron. Don't get me wrong.
I do. I enjoy him.
I think all three of them needed that to happen, though.
I agree.
When they came back together, they were like, you know.
Stronger than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
bound by glue.
So Harry says, come on. And he leads Hermione and Mrs. Cattermole to the door. And remember, again, Harry is Runcorn.
Large, scary man.
Yeah. Not a good man. And he tells everyone that is in like the little waiting area to go home and to go into hiding. Go abroad if you can. Get away from the ministry. And then he's like, that's the new stance. Because like, again, he's remembering I'm Runcorn. And then he tells them, I'm Runcorn.
I was drinking.
And then he tells them to follow the Patronuses and leave from the atrium with them. So they are to head to the elevators and get to the atrium.
Atrium.
So, but then Harry realizes in the elevator, like, maybe this wasn't really the best idea.
Oh.
It's like, I'm glad that you had this thought, but it's a little late. You're literally on the way to the atrium, my dude.
Well, where else are you going to go?
Oh, I know. Like, how else is it going to get out? Yeah.
Ew, it makes me anxious thinking about them being underground.
Ugh, I know. I hate it.
Sorry.
This is him thinking. This is a quote from the book. He goes, if they emerged into the atrium with a silver stag, an otter soaring alongside it, and 20 or so people, half of them accused Muggleborns, he couldn't now help feeling that they would attract unwanted attention. Wow, Harry. I just want to give you claps. I'm really happy that you finally figured that out. Unwanted attention, you think?
Don't be rude to him.
Maybe you shouldn't have taken Mad-Eye's eye.
I would have taken it.
I would not have. I wouldn't have.
Why?
Would you have?
I think I would have taken it and tried to replace it with something so it looked like I didn't take anything. Because
see,
like
now,
Gemino!
If Hermione had been there, she would have thought of the Gemino.
Harry is not Hermione. You cannot compare apples and oranges.
I'm not. I'm just saying Hermione would have replaced it.
Is Harry the apple or the orange?
Harry's the apple.
Is he the orange? Like,
why?
I don't know. Because I don't like.
I don't know. What type of apple?
Honey Red Delicious.
Oh! Harry's a Red Delicious
that
apple.
That is mean.
That is mean.
Maybe he's a Gala. Those are a little better.
I should have known.
Well, you don't like Gala.
I know.
They're too soft.
They are too soft.
Harry would be a
you
Gala
call
apple.
It? No.
She called him a Red Delicious first. That's horribly mean.
That's really mean.
And if you like Red Delicious apples, you're wrong.
They're not good.
They're not
good. I think they're so delicious.
Sam Gartley said, sorry, we can't all be Honeycrisp apples.
Is it because your bangs are so pretty today? Is that why you're doing this?
Are they?
Yes.
Thanks.
You look like you're feeling yourself a little too much. Wearing black, sparkly stuff.
I am. It's my Akatar shirt.
Only I had a hood. We'd all be in trouble. Yeah.
So, anyway.
I can't believe you said that. Can we do polls anymore? Or is that broken?
I don't know.
I want to know if you think he's an apple or an orange. I suppose we can just write it. Type it
in. I think Hermione's an orange. Oranges are just better.
I hate oranges.
You also don't like bananas.
Yeah.
You also don't like, I don't know. What else don't you like? There's something that I judge you about.
I almost said you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You don't like orange juice.
No.
You don't like, What is it? There's something. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm on orange juice unless it's like fresh stuff and you don't come by that ever.
I love me some pulpy orange juice.
Ew. Mm. What? Yeah. That's the worst kind.
I love pulp.
Oh, Katie made fresh squeezed lemonade last night and it had pulp in it. It was so good.
Freaking awesome.
Okay.
You guys are nasty.
So the elevator stops. The doors open and Reginald, aka Ron, is standing there soaking wet. And Mrs. Cattermole sees him and throws herself into his arms. But Ron looks to Harry and tells him that they know that there are intruders. And he thinks they maybe have 5 minutes. Can you imagine?
I'd poop myself.
I would be panicking. Because obviously, like, the polyjuice is going to run out eventually. And then you're just going to be there as Harry.
Yeah. That happens in the movie, not in the book.
I know.
So they don't change until after they get to the first campsite.
Yeah. So Hermione's Patronus vanishes with a pop. And Harry asks any one of the Muggleborns if they have wands. And about half of them do. So Hermione, nope. He tells them to attach themselves to someone with a wand. And then they go. And then the elevator goes, ding, atrium. And they go out into the atrium. What?
Say it.
Do you have an exit buddy?
That's literally what Harry said.
Righteous.
Righteous. Righteous. And they could see people going to the fireplaces to seal them. And Harry gets a quick idea. He's going to take advantage of Runcorn's position.
Yeah.
Now, this maybe makes Harry a Gala apple more than a Red Delicious because this is pretty smart.
This makes Harry like a Honeycrisp.
I don't think I would go to Honeycrisp.
Just this moment.
Maybe like
a Pink Lady.
Yeah, maybe a Pink Lady. Yeah. Or a Cosmic, whatever is that called?
Oh, Cosmic Apples.
Cosmic Apple. Maybe a Cosmic Apple.
I don't think
Grapple.
No, those are fake.
Yeah.
A grapple would be like Umbridge.
Okay, he's a Pink Lady.
Okay.
Pink Lady apple. Harry goes up to one of the wizards, and this is apparently the wizard that followed him in that day, and says, "This lot need to leave before you seal the exits," said Harry with all the authority he could muster. "We've been told to seal all exits and not let anyone..."
Are you contradicting me? He says,
"Yep."
What?
I just really love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
This I said, and this is Pink Lady energy. This is one of those moments where I forgive him for not grabbing a letter and stuffing it in his pocket because he's very smart.
All right.
Are you tired of us?
Are you
nagging
never
on
letting
him?
It go?
No, I can never let it. Just like I can never let McG and her points go. And you know what? Something else I can't let go. I need to tell you this.
Mrs. Norris.
I re-listened to the Mrs. Norris episode recently.
Recently?
Yeah. Like within the past week and a half.
Literally.
Why? Listened with her.
I just wanted to.
Why?
Because I was curious. And I think I'm right.
I don't doubt that.
She was up there.
Sure.
Watching those kids from up above.
Was my final stance a no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
But you know deep down I'm right.
I don't think so.
She didn't tie herself up there, but she was up there.
You said, didn't you, that she did that?
Actually,
your stinking little face. You know why I think it's the bangs? Because it mimics what a hood would do.
It got a little misconstrued in the episode, what I was saying.
I got to vouch for it. I was listening.
Because she listened to
it. I'll hear nothing from you, ma'am.
It was a little misconstrued.
Don't you go all Granny Smith on me.
Don't you go Red Delicious on me.
Oh, she's being sour.
Yeah, that's definitely not.
Red Delicious has no taste.
No flavor. Yeah, so what I was saying is that she was up there and I think that her tail was wrapped around it. Like she was like hanging up there. She wrapped her tail around it and she was watching kids.
And then when she got petrified,
Are you petrified?
Hanging.
Of being petrified.
Yes, anyway.
I am.
Yeah, actually, scary. That'd be terrible.
It would be.
You know what? I love you.
I love you.
Okay.
But I think I'm right.
That's fine.
Katie agrees with me now, actually.
I do. I re-listened.
Do you want to know who else agrees with me?
It better not be Kayla.
It's Kayla!
Where is she? I'm adding that. She's sincerely on here.
She is sincerely not on here, but not currently.
You can't at her.
You should be able to. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
It's all good.
Yeah. Katie, you can continue now. I just needed to bring that up again, you know? It's just on the mind. I was just thinking about it. I just had to make sure everybody knew.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Thanks. Thanks, babe.
No problem, boo. Meg, in my eyes and my heart, you are the sweetest Honeycrisp apple.
Oh, right back at you.
At the peak of fall with the a pumpkin apple spice of my latte. Eye.
Ew. My moms are being gross. I hate it.
Oh my God.
Hey, this is Katie from Swish and Flick. My wife is a casual couponer, so you know we love getting a great deal. That's why I want to tell you about Mint Mobile. They make it easy to get a wireless phone plan for $15 a month with the purchase of a 3-month plan. Everything about Mint Mobile is easy. Switching to them, their website, and activation. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text, all on the nation's largest 5G network. The longest part is waiting on hold to break up with your old provider. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/swish. That's mintmobile.com/swish. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/swish. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs. All in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on our full line sale of delicious fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, so Harry with his big, booming, scary, deep man voice, you know, as Runcorn.
Do it.
I don't know if I can.
You did it earlier.
I just yelled. Do I have a deep, scary man voice?
I don't. If you tried, you maybe could.
I can't.
Okay.
Are you contradicting me? Would you like me to have your family tree examined like I had Dirk Cresswell's?
I just read about Dirk Cresswell's in my Half-Blood Prince reread.
Ooh, he's in Half-Blood?
Mm-hmm. Very beginning.
Mm. I'm just saying that
Dirk Cresswell from the Goblin Liaison Office. He is Slughorn's. He's one of Slughorn's little collections.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good old I think
faked his family tree.
That was really smart of Harry to drop that little nug there. The Dirk Cresswell.
The Dirk nug?
Maybe he is, in fact, a Honeycrisp apple.
No. It is really quick thinking, though, because he just heard this as a blip of something in the lift beforehand.
Yeah.
Right? From Mrs. Weasley. From Mr. Weasley. And now he's like, oh, I can use this.
That was very smart. Mm-hmm. Claps to Harry in a good way.
Should we Dumbledore clap? So the same wizard who came in with
the
him.
The
Wizbird.
I'm Wizbird. Wizbird. I can't let it go. Sorry.
He's referred to in this chapter as the balding wizard. Apparently that's, you know, his winning trait. I don't know. He says, sorry, I didn't mean nothing, Albert, but I thought they were in for questioning. And Harry says, their blood is pure. His deep voice echoed impressively through the hall. Purer than many of yours, I dare say. Off you go. He boomed to the Muggleborns, who scurried forward into the fireplaces and began to vanish in pairs. Then, because like perfect timing, the real Slim Reg, please stand up.
The real Reg Catamol, please stand up.
And put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. One more time, loud as you can. How does it go?
Do you think that there's vomit on his sweater already? Because he had a puking past.
Yes!
Yeah.
That was so good.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. So the real Red shows up. Poor Mary. She's so confused. She's going through it today. And the balding wizard from before, like, can't believe his eyes. He's looking from one Reg to the other. I'm getting, like, Buzz and Toy Story 2 vibes. Who's the real Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
Yaxley comes bursting from a lift. And he's like, seal the exit, seal it. So the balding wizard goes to raise his wand to do that. And Harry punches him and sends him flying through the air. I'm picturing, like, a Dudley size, like, ham hog fist.
No, like, the big Hulk hands that came out. Yes,
exactly. So Harry tries to be like, he's been helping Muggleborns escape, to Yaxley.
Mm-hmm.
The balding wizard's colleagues set up as an uproar, undercover of which Ron grabbed Mrs. Cattermole, pulled her into the still open fireplace, and disappeared. So Ron's like, peace, I'm out. Good luck, Harry and Hermione. Hope I see you in the loo. He actually is confused, looking from Harry to the poor punched wizard, while the real Reg Cattermole is like, my wife, who was that with my wife? What's going on?
My wife. Where's Vinny?
Vinny. He's not here.
He's not here.
My wife's alone downstairs.
Well, my girl too.
You don't have a wife.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to watch this movie, I know I'll be disappointed at some point. The first part's better than the second.
That's true.
It all pains me, but there are highlights. I can't say that I don't like all of it.
There's a little fly.
Oh, still there?
I don't know.
It's a fly?
No. Oh,
shoe like fly.
Flies.
Shoe fly.
Like a fruit fly.
So Harry sees Yaxley and sees like the gears start turning. There's like a little bit of the truth
light bulbs
dawning on him.
It's like light our light. Bulb.
Yeah, it's like our light, exactly.
That randomly
it's dim
lights
and then
up.
Goes bing. Mm-hmm. So Harry grabs Hermione's hand. They jump in the fireplace together. Just as a curse misses Harry's head. The protection, maybe? The hilarity of shooting out of a toilet at this moment. Thank you. I appreciate that because it's just ridiculous. Ron's still wrestling with Mrs. Cattermole, the poor woman. He actually appears in the cubicle behind them. And then I'm just going to read.
See, we didn't get that in the movie either. We didn't get them back in the bathroom.
No.
We didn't. Yeah.
We got them like, it was almost like the fireplace was just a direct connection to their disapparating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part they did really well where they were like all mixed together and
too
then
bad they used
apart.
That again later on with Voldemort.
Yeah,
and
that
Harry.
Was not okay.
You would have never used Hanny's.
I know.
Ever.
Or his tentacle things.
I don't even remember.
His
that.
Robe is flying up and holding Harry.
Yes,
and
I hate
like,
that so
did I
much.
Black out? During that moment,
my God, you don't remember
you
that
did,
where he's like
bad.
Tying him up in the rafters.
I must have ceased to exist in that moment.
Oh my God, I
his
hate
robes
that part
turn
so
into
much.
Like.
Why did they feel it's the 3D?
Yeah, exactly.
That movie is such a product of its time.
Yep,
and it makes me so angry.
Yeah,
and the point of Voldemort hitting the floor with a mundane finality, like a shriveled old human mortal that he was. Was the point to make you feel at the end of the series that you knew that he was indeed dead?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Horcruxes were destroyed. That's how many there were. We did it. Mundane finality.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
And I hate it. Whose choice was that? I'll smack him.
David Yates.
I'll punch him like Harry punched that wizard.
Until I find you, David.
Or the whoever was the
I would never actually
writer.
Hit you, but I would probably say something.
Yeah.
Michigan McKenna said the movie Dust Fart Death was very disappointing.
Dust Fart.
So true.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to read the last paragraph from this part of the chapter because it's not the whole chapter. Let's go, Harry yelled. He seized Hermione by the hand and Ron by the arm and turned on the spot. Darkness engulfed them, along with a sensation of compressing bands, but something was wrong. Hermione's hands seemed to be slipping out of his grip. He wondered whether he was going to suffocate. He could not breathe or see, and the only solid things in the world were Ron's arm and Hermione's fingers, which were slowly slipping away. And then he saw the door of number 12, Grimmauld Place, with its serpent door knocker. But before he could draw breath, there was a scream and a flash of purple light. Hermione's hand was suddenly vice-like upon his, and everything went dark again. So I tried to look up, like, purple light. We always hear red, we hear green.
It's Relashio.
Okay, because the only other purple, when I was looking up, I was like, what is a purple light in Harry Potter? The only one that kept coming up was Dolohov used some curse. Is that Relashio too?
Hermione does say in the next episode that she used Relashio. Yeah,
it's Relashio.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So there are two. See, internet lied. The internet's like, the only place we see it is during the Department of Mysteries and there's purple fire. And well, I'm like, that's not what I'm looking for.
In Goblet of Fire, he uses it in the lake and it's purple.
Relashio for the Grindolo, right?
The Grindylo.
The Grindylos.
Well, thank you. Because none of the internet
getting
gave that to me.
What's her face? Gabrielle.
Oh, yeah. To get rid of the ropes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's my friend, too.
Lightning bolt round. I have one.
Oh, from your brain. It's my turn.
I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. Would you rather hang in Filch's dungeons by your thumbs or be touched on the face by a Dementor's hand?
Dementor hand, because then it's over.
Because you if didn't I'm say how long it was going to be. Touched.
Like a caress.
A caress?
Yeah.
I guess that. Me.
I'm not trying to have thumbs that aren't in their thumb holes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I'd do that too. I'd get over with it. It's like I'd shut my eyes. I don't have to hang.
What kind of a day were you having when you wrote that?
I wrote that when we talked about the Dementor hand.
You okay?
No. Not even a little bit.
It should be okay a little bit because it's Friday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready for lightning bolt?
Sure.
Sam asks, who has the most stickers and which one is your favorite?
Why are you reading it like that?
Just asking.
You're very sassy.
My favorite sticker on my laptop is Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I probably have the most.
Yeah, I think you do.
I have 12. Dang.
Oh, I guess I could do that.
I have 18.
I like them all.
21.
I like the Arleth That's in London sticker.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that one a lot.
I also really like my Tale of Beetle the Bard book cover. Flourish. I can't pick. Sorry.
I really like
I can't.
My Teddy sticker and my Tobin team sticker.
Those are both very good.
They're both very good.
Next question.
All right. Sam's giving me a hard time. That's in London.
That's my favorite too on yours. I also like the Dumbledore chocolate frog card one.
Yeesh.
Katie K, what is Umbridge's single memory used for casting Patronuses?
Torturing Harry Potter.
Right.
I bet it's like a made up memory of like her actually getting him. You know, because like the memory that Harry and maybe that also plays into why it's kind of reduced in power because Harry tried that.
Real.
Yeah, Harry tried that, remember, and it wasn't like working very well.
Possible.
I like that.
I like that.
bum 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 bum. Michigan McKenna. If you throw up Polyjuice Potion, is the duration cut short?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
It's not in your system. Or is it like, hits your system immediate effect, that's it? I don't know. It depends on how much you drink, right?
I think it does. Because
you can keep drinking it. Like Judy kept drinking it.
Yeah. Because I think that like in chamber, it was just like how much they drank. Because
it gave them like
about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally. If you puked it up, I guess whatever stayed in your system would be the time that you were allotted.
Yeah, I guess.
Better not puke.
Marguerite asks, do you think that those wizards and witches Harry helped made it out?
I hope so.
No.
You don't?
They didn't have wands.
But they had exit buddies.
Their exit buddies didn't have wands either.
I'm going to think that they did because I want to.
You have your moving buddy? Don't have one?
Get one. Jinx, Jimmy, Coke.
That's a movie quote, you butt.
Katie K, is Ron an apple or an orange?
He's an orange. He's a Weasley. He's a ginger.
And then that makes sense that Hermione's an orange too. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Also, Hermione has an orange cat.
Are they sumo oranges?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Those are the only kind of oranges to eat.
I don't think I've ever had one.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you like the little cuties?
Clementinis?
Yeah, I do.
Then you'd like sumo oranges.
Okay. They're like big clementines.
I can't eat too much of them, but like every now and then, I think they're okay.
An apple and orange clothing.
Are there any more?
Sam, what type of apple is Pomona Sprout? Is Pomona a type of apple?
I almost just said something really inappropriate.
Her actress kind of.
No, we're talking about not the actress. We're talking about she's a little bit of a sourpuss.
She made me very sad. Maybe she's a Granny Smith.
Granny Smith, I like that.
If we're going based on actress, yeah.
But
character, Professor Sprout kind of is golden delicious.
Kind, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yellow, like her house.
Yeah.
Michigan McKenna, you're on fire today. Professor Sprout's actress is a crab apple.
Nobody wants it.
She's a little crabby.
If you don't know what the actress who plays Professor Sprout said, she said that basically grown-ups who like Harry Potter need to get over it because it's a children's story. Tell that to all the literature that's out there that's for kids.
Right?
Please. Some of the classics are for kids, but they're not for kids. Get real.
Discourse. Desti first said, I thought they did have wands and get out of the ministry. Isn't that why Harry told them to stay with people who had wands?
Who had a wand, though?
He said about half of them did.
Yeah, half of the Muggleborns did.
See, that's what I also don't understand, because they were supposed to have wands taken upon their entry to the ministry.
No, I think because wasn't... Oh, yeah, you're right.
I know.
Maybe it's the people who are waiting with them.
I was going to say maybe it was like family. Like Reg would have been there.
Yeah.
The trio didn't come in and...
So maybe they did get out.
I hope so.
I don't know about the Cattermoles, though.
I talk about it in the next one.
Okay.
Sam says, guess Mama Teef is in charge and makes the final decisions.
True.
About what?
Them coming to Leahy. Or no, Kent.
Yeah, Kent.
Oh.
Jom Egga. said undesirable number one is Voldy Bits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true. Yes. And Mia says Mag. What's wrong with me? Mag casually trying to rewrite history here. Mrs. Norris tale discussion. I'm not trying to rewrite history. I'm just trying to right a wrong.
You said what
you're
said.
Just spitting the facts.
Spitting the facts. I think that my words were a little misconstrued.
By you?
No. By you guys. And then I was just kind of like, I just kind of like went along with it because it was funny, you know?
I'll have to listen, I guess.
But it wasn't like, actually what I meant.
It was like a snowball of hilarity.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway. Mm. Fan story.
Yep.
This comes from B from August of 2023. That rhymes. Hello, Swisher. I'm B, and I'm a proud Huffleclaw. I almost said Hufflepuff and almost whoop-whooped. I'm still going to woo-woo because Huffle's in there. But oh I just God. Threw myself off. I'm a proud Hufflepuff. I took the test multiple times and got 2 Hufflepuff, 1 Ravenclaw. So I identify more with Hufflepuff. To all the people that think Hufflepuffs are weak, remember the honey badger don't mess with us. Yes, exactly. Honey badger don't care. You guys are amazing. I listen to you guys every chance I get. In fact, I am as I'm writing this. My Potter story. I wish I could say I loved Harry Potter ever since I found out it existed, but like most, I didn't. I would have loved to be alive for the times when the books and movies coming out, but I'm a bit too young for that.
My God, you're little.
I used to say I would fall asleep at the first page, but really the first page chapter is quite boring. It's frustrating to think if I read further on, I could have loved it for so much longer. I finally watched the first movie, and this led me to reading all the books in about a month. I found out my dad knew the person who plays the Slytherin. Sorry if I spelled that wrong. I can't spell. Slytherin Seeker in the first movie. I was very excited and asked my dad endless questions, but he didn't have many answers as they had never really talked about Harry Potter with each other. Who's the Seeker in the first? I can picture him.
Huh?
The Slytherin Seeker in the first movie. I can picture him.
Marcus Flint?
Yeah.
No. Seeker.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Flint.
No, the Seeker's the guy that goes diving with Harry and then they pull out.
Oh, you're right. The blonde-haired kid.
Yeah. Isn't it like Adrian with a P or something?
Cusey?
Something like that, yeah.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't remember that detail.
Fake fan.
Guess we got to do this over again. I don't know everything.
Oh my God, I think it is.
Pusey?
Yeah.
Puse?
Yeah! Meg, air high five.
Oh, you're nuts. He's not blonde, though.
He's in the movie.
Surely not. I'm looking at his movie pic.
Oh, he was a chaser. Darn.
What?
He was a chaser.
Who the heck is that Seeker?
Hold
in
on.
In the movie, did they screw it up? Yeah, Mia says Pusey was a chaser. Sorry, I just toesy.
Oh, man. Your wife's been doing bummed. It the whole time. I thought we'd pulled that out of nowhere.
But we did know a Slytherin player.
You pulled a name out of nowhere.
91, 92 school year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Flint. Yeah, Terrence Higgs.
Good old Terrence.
Terrence Higgs.
Good old Higgs. Anyway, back to B. I was obsessed for ages, and then I found you guys, and it took my obsession to a whole new level. Did you know that yew is the most poisonous plant in England? Isn't it funny that, therefore, that's what Voldemort's wand is made of?
Oh.
Check that out.
That is cool information.
Genius.
My wand is red oak wood, dragon core, 12 and a half inches, and slightly yielding flexibility. Do you know if you're going to come to England again or if there's any other big Potter events here? Don't let the muggles get you down. B.
Thank you. We want to come to England.
Yeah. As soon as that is a go, heck yeah, we all want to go.
We will let everybody know.
Katie and I are going to Ireland this fall.
Yeah.
Not I know at that all that's jealous. Not the same thing.
It's your fault we're going.
It I know. Is.
Costing you vacations.
It's okay. Don't mind it.
Well, thank you, B.
Thank yes, you, B, thank for your you. Story. Who wants a joke?
Me. I want a joke.
Why does Voldemort love Nagini so much?
I don't know.
Because she gives him hugs and hisses.
Gross.
All right. If you'd like to follow your host on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram at @tiffswish_flick. I don't believe anybody got a bingo.
I didn't.
We also made the decision today that the House Cup is going to go to August 31st. Is there 31 days in August?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. August 31st, because it's going to like restart September 1st. It's just easy to remember. So the house standings are Ravenclaw.
Ooh, close.
First.
Dying.
Gryffindor is like 500 points behind in second.
518 yeah. points behind.
Dying.
Hufflepuff in third and Slytherin in fourth.
Dang. Well done, Ravenclaw. Well done.
However.
Wait, can you...
going to award Slytherin House.
See this guy right here?
10,000 points.
To ruin your year. And puffs.
I believe a change of decoration is in order. Slytherin!
You're dancing to Slytherin?
No, I'm just dancing. What's this for? What do we talk about?
Apples.
I like to eat apples and bananas.
That's a lie. You don't like bananas.
Or apples.
I eat apples.
You just said you don't like apples.
She doesn't like Red Delicious.
Yeah.
Who does?
I basically like Honeycrisp.
A basically.
You should like try an Envy.
Envy apples are good. You would like those.
Maybe.
Pink Lady's pretty good too.
It is. She's a pink lady.
Oh, whoa, whoa. She's a pink lady.
For apples and oranges, but never bananas.
I that do can not conclude
this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. No, motherfuckers, get you down.
No, 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 no.
It's awesome.
Banana is king.
No.
Banana is queen.
Banana ruins everything.
You ruin everything. You had a marvelous time ruining everything.
My butt's asleep. I ended the episode. Cut, yeah. Check, print a gate, moving on.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on our full line sale of delicious fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.